Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our question and answer series, I was continuing to answer the question asking about equating receiving a new heart through salvation with a heart transplant. So let's start the week with that thought today. Now, I pointed out, Jesus named sin, the Apostle Paul named sins, and just like you had mentioned, homosexuality, that you were so upset that I would preach against that sin. And now you have condemned that I have done that, and that I am wrong to preach against homosexuality and against drinking and dancing and all the other stuff. But you say, I leave out greed and consumerism. That means that you have not been listening to me preach. Now, consumerism, if you're talking about capitalism, no, I don't preach against capitalism. I go along with the Bible on that. Take from him that hath the one, give to him that hath the ten, because the ten worked for his wage, the other one didn't. Now, we will be judged by his words. I'm commanded to preach the word. One thing I have at times been guilty of saying is Paul says, John says, Daniel says, etc. But if the word of God has those words written in it, then God said it, and those men had to be holy men, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, who merely recorded it. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, that is, you can't have it contradict with any other part of Scripture. No Scripture is of private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Every word is by the Holy Ghost. Now, this was also the issue with Dean Bergeron when Westcott and Hort came out with their corrupted critical text. What is funny about it is about every 4 years they make changes to the text. Think money. So if you say I'm not mentioning greed, okay, I'm talking about greed right now. They change that corrupted text every 4 years. Most of the time, they take more out of it. They take more out. Sometimes they add to it, but more often than not, they take from it and it becomes shorter. And so that means that whether it's an NIV or HIV, okay, it doesn't matter what kind of a thing it is. If it's not the King James of the 1611 that was from the Masoretic and Textus Receptus, it remains the same. It's still the same. These keep changing every 4 years. Why? Because they make money doing that. That's greed. God said that his word was preserved. I don't believe that God lies. Now, you may believe that God lies, but I don't believe that. And in Psalm 12, 6 and 7 says, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. And Jesus strongly reiterates it in Matthew 5, 17 and 18. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Now, the critical text must reject those words. The critical text, people make two mistakes. First, they say, they must translate the Bible in a language easy to be understood. That speaks volumes of the failing educational level of these universities and graduate schools. You say, what do you mean? Well, the King James is translated to a fifth grade level. So if these so-called intellectuals cannot comprehend the fifth grade level, that's a huge problem. However, the greater mistake is they equate translation to understanding. And John chapters 14 through 16 are very clear. The Holy Ghost is the teacher, and he must be in you via salvation, and you must live in obedience to him through the Word of God. I can say and have wrong things in the pulpit. When someone came to me with the Word of God and showed me differently, the Holy Ghost in me would help me see that they are right. And I would correct that when I preached again. Some have rehearsed the Scriptures to try to challenge something I've said from the Word in the pulpit. The same Holy Ghost gave light to show me they were wrong. Now, one thing I've said in preaching is study the Word of God to get to know His person so well that the voice of God in your heart is as familiar as the voice of your spouse in your ear. People will say, well, you need to read this book or hear this sermon. Oh, that might be a help, but the most important book for us to meditate upon is God's book. For it is errorless. And if you're saved, the Holy Spirit is your teacher. You just got to let Him teach you. In Timothy, we are commanded to give attendance to reading. They didn't have copies as we do today. That's why we are told to hide God's Word in our heart that we might not sin against Him. They were to memorize as much Scripture as they could. In that day, that was how they did it. They went to the synagogue or places of parchments to hear it. They would read and they'd meditate on it. Imagine in Nehemiah chapter 8, where they read from somewhere between 4 and 6 hours straight. And the people stood there and listened. Now, the great blessing I have now is joy and peace, and that is great. Even when I'm under constant attack, and if you preach the truth and you stand on the truth, you will be under constant attack. I don't enjoy the attacks, but if you stay focused on the Lord, that becomes your joy. If I keep my focus on His Word and obey His Word, seek to know His person, we have absolute peace in the greatest of life storms. Circumstances should never determine if we have joy or peace. Remember, Jesus despised the shame He endured on the cross, but was able to do so for the joy that was set before Him. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Isn't that great? He's the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame. You see, He had eternity set. He saw what was coming ahead, so it didn't matter what happened now. He didn't enjoy it. He despised what happened now. But He's looking ahead and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, my friend, I know you're a Calvinist. You have written in a very caustic and accusative manner your question. I have answered it with the Word of God, not with accusation. My prayer for you is that God would open your eyes that you might understand the truth. Not to give me, because that doesn't give me a victory over you. The only victory that's meaningful is if the Lord has victory in your heart. And sir, many times I don't answer a question in the manner in which you wrote it. I have this time because I really felt God wanted me to. I don't know if you have a true heart that will really accept the answer. I don't know if You're the kind that, as Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, when he preached, addressed the sin of debate. Just want to debate the things, argue, and not stand on the truth and say all matter of evil against it. You can. I mean, if you want to call preaching the truth of God's word about abortion, about homosexuality, or any of those things, if you want to call that bad and evil, you can. I'm going to stand with God on it. But, sir, I don't hate you, and I pray for you, and I have prayed for you. And I will not always answer your questions, because you have asked many with the same matter, and sometimes even worse, calling me names. You've even attacked my own father, who is now with the Lord, who never wrote you a letter, you never heard from. And, sir, you mentioned how bad I was. Look, as bad as you can accuse me, I'm much worse. I'm just a sinner saved by the grace of God. Because I believed, I took the Lord at His word, whosoever will, let him come. And I did, and I'm washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sir, I hope that you too will learn that you can get much more from God's word than you can from the books written by men. You accuse me of writing verse by verse. Well, you've written those many times, and I've tried to answer those. As a matter of fact, in this series, I'm going to answer one of those questions again. As a matter of fact, it will sound like it's straight from you. So, as you listen to this next question that I'll answer, I want you to understand that many of these questions are questions that others have asked too. But there is one thing that just seems to stand out. In every case, it just seems that people, when they ask these questions, do it in a very caustic manner. And they, for some reason or another, come to be against preaching the Word of God verse by verse. I hope that you'll learn to have a love for God's Word. In Jesus Christ's name, I am Andy Bloom. Psalms 119:105. Well, my friend, that's just another listener who has made a statement that is way out there in left field. And I know that. I really know that. But I wanted you to understand that these are the kind of questions sometimes that we get. And so I hope that you will learn from these things, because sometimes those that attack us, this is the very way in which they talk.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.